Doctor Who, The Wheel of Ice, by Stephen Baxter. Read by David Troughton. Prologue. Archive. Resilience, remembrance, restoration. One day in the dusty libraries of Gallifrey, she would be given a name. Archive. All things are named in the libraries of Gallifrey. But she did not need a name. She needed only her mission. Resilience, remembrance, restoration. All that she was, all that survived of her, and she was all that survived of home, was embedded in an ice moon. A moon orbiting a planet, a ball of roiling gas, that itself orbited a feeble sun. This solar system itself had no value for her, no interest, nor did the life forms that swarmed and died on the surfaces of its planets. A sculpture of debris and rubbish, the system owed its very existence to the destruction of home. She had survived in this system of garbage for billions of years. Survived, though she was damaged. The detonation of the star that had destroyed home had been too severe. It had caught her. It had overwhelmed the elaborate survival mechanisms given her by her designers. She had not demonstrated resilience.